And we will call the meeting to order. Everyone's had a look at the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions?
Yes, I have just an amendment to the department reports. We do have one for the utility. And an addition for new business for the full-time labor position, number four.
So one for department, you have a report for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, can we have a mover for that?
Stuckey.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Reading and confirmation of minutes. Everyone had a look at the minutes? We're good to go with that. Can we have a mover?
Make the go.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financial payment of accounts. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments. Check number 26001 to 26039 and other 0276 to 0295. Now therefore be it resolved that the payments be approved for amount not to exceed $428,202.08. Can we have a mover?
McDougal.
A seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Hold your one.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0298 to 0312. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount of not to exceed $4,724.88. A mover, please.
Honky.
Seconder.
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department reports. Public Works meeting of December 16th, that's in your package. Utility is also in your package. Bylaw, there was none, and building, there was none. Reports of committees. Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, that again is in there. CNL decommissioning, in your package. White Malt Reynolds North Whitetail Waste Management. Let me hear. We'll report a little bit on that under the verbal, okay, on that one. North Eastman Community Health Committee. I'll just report quickly on that. It's what it is Dr. Tanner is back in White Malt for 2 days a week. And the nurse practitioner is there for whatever he was scheduled. I can't remember. I think it was 48. Or three in 1 day in Reynolds, so. And then the youth one is still there, so. The doctors have actually just switched over. The one that was here went to Panama. Yeah. And Dr. Tanner came back.
Can you, sorry to interrupt, when you have your next meeting, can you inquire about the state of our home care?
Yeah, we'll do. You told me that last week.
Yeah. Seems to be lacking. I had a couple of people approach me over the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. No, that's good. Fire management, again, that's in your package. I think that in there was their budget was also in there, Lacey's effect, which will be reviewed when all budgets are together. Two Rivers service to seniors, again, is in there. Verbal reports of committees. Counselor Sterk.
One for me.
Deputy Reeve Honky.
We had a fire management meeting and that, and they presented the 2026 budget for the fire department and all that, and that's been given to you guys to take a look at, and then we'll discuss it all at the
budget meeting
and all that.
Councilor McDougall?
Yeah, the only thing I had was the waste management meeting with Reeve Amerogen last Monday, and we passed our budget at that meeting. It was good. It's a good budget. And there was a resolution to adjust the tipping fees. Did you want to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. Actually, the budget was approved, and that budget was approved without an increase. Same budget as last year, zero increase, which was really great. And we also, which Duncan led the way on too, and we fought hard for that, is to change the tipping fees. So when people are bringing in an ordinary yard stuff, a mattress, a little coffee table, or whatever there is, there will be no tipping fees.
Yeah. And that was effective immediately?
Immediately. The rest, you know, for the bulk and for the contractors, of course, that stays there. And there's a little bit of method to that madness there, because if we have to build a new cell one day, again, those things aren't cheap. They're probably $1.5 million now. And fortunately, we're very, very lucky. They've done a good job there, and we won't have to do one for a while.
So that's 3 years in a row with the same budget on waste management.
Yeah, you know, and the reserve is healthy.
Yeah.
It might actually, maybe they'll, yeah, I don't want to misspeak or get ahead of ourselves, but the reserves, the money side is good.
Yeah, it's doing. We're very fortunate there, yeah. Doing well. And this day and age, it's hard to have a budget not increase.
And that's part of the reason for the rescinding or the changing of those tipping fees.
Yeah. But it was a job well done.
Yeah. A lot of hard work, guys. Thank you.
No, it was exciting. Who am I at? Oh.
Nothing.
Okay, and then, yeah, well, that's what I had. I don't have anything more than that. I have a few meetings coming up now. We have one tonight. It's worked, and then there's all kinds coming up as we go forward. We'll jump right to communications. Number one, Alert MB, invitation to join program. So when I first looked at that, Lacey and Group, as I said, well, this probably needs to go to work first. And then I read through it a little bit further, and I saw that Wirt had already done some homework on it. And so we're going to wait to see what their final reply is. I think, Dean, you're in here today. I think you're talking about it tonight.
A little bit about, yes.
A little bit, okay. Yeah, and then we'll go further from there. Not too sure. Well, not my first opinion. Does it fit us? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm not right either. Yeah, I'm not right. So whatever. Anyway, we'll go next one. Manitoba Wildlife Federation annual report in your package. Then it's PUB, Manitoba Hydro Notice of Decision. We all know what that was. They increased our hydro rates by 4%.
Kind of disappointing. The request was made for 3.5%.
Yeah, and
the PUB went to the maximum that they're allowed of 4%.
Yeah, hydro.
Even though hydro requested less. And,
well, that's what they do. They did that too with our water 4 years ago.
Now
we were a little lower. We asked them, got the higher.
But it's kind of pay now or pay later, which I guess relates to that too. We didn't pay previously, and
that's how it works.
When our provincial government froze hydro rates in the previous year, here we are now paying 4% higher.
Yeah. Number four, Thompson, Dorfman, Swetman, Workplace Law 360, Navigating the Changing Landscape Seminar. So this is a seminar that someone in a man's about to go. Lacey, I would imagine you would go, and that's on February 20th.
Would like to if I can, yes.
And I think you should go to that. We've got to pass a resolution, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number five, Manitoba Emergency Management Quarterly Newsletter. Is this something we're asking for? Or is this just theirs, right?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Number six, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, invitation to submit 2025 wildfire season after action review. Well, when I looked at it, and I don't know if you guys can, I don't think we have too much to add to that. We did send people, but that's about the only involvement we had. it's probably more left up to the communities that were really involved and that had action in it. Okay.
I agree.
Number seven, offer to purchase. That we're going to go in camera for that. Number eight, Whitemouth Emergency Response Team member list update and new member. Okay, whereas the Whitemouth Emergency Response Team has recruited a new member. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Amy Kirby added to the Whitemouth Emergency Response Team member list. And be it further resolved that Debbie Sutton be removed from the volunteer member list.
I'll make the motion.
Can we have a mover?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number nine, UNISOF invite for 2026 community draws. Now, I looked at that, Lacey, and you'll have to tell me a little more about it. That's obviously, that's for admin staff, not for us. Is that work involved? Is that
processing?
What is it?
It's fairly small. It's a draw that they have every year. It's only for $1,000 to go to some community project. It can be a sign. It can be anything. It's small and simple, and it's literally they pull a name from the hat kind of draw.
So you can just do that right out of here with no.
Yep.
Okay. You don't need a resolution for that.
Do we have a couple of ideas of things we might apply for, Lacey?
We don't. So if any ideas come.
We have until I think the 29th, or it was the end of January.
It's the end of January.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just $1,000, so little things.
Number 10, tax survey renewal of services for a 3-year term ending December 31st, 2028. So that's a little different than what we used to do. Didn't we do that just like yearly, but it's a 3-year term, and they pay all the fees and everything. They take care of all of it.
We've used tax service for quite a number of years. In the past, they haven't required a resolution for renewal, but they do this year.
Okay.
We have used them since 2012. They're kind of a niche.
Okay.
Motion.
Do we need to move that? Oh, yeah. Can we have a mover for that? Tim? Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like good cereal.
Number 11, Municipal and Northern Relations Property Assessment Service date for tax impact meeting, 2027. It should be not 2026. It does say May of 2027.
So
it's for this year.
Oh, it is for this year, okay. Can we get a...
said something about, sorry, I don't fully understand. It's something about being held in Reynolds.
There's two different versions, or there's the Manitoba Property Assessment Service meeting, and then there's the, oh my gosh, where is it? Just pull that up. So one of the reasons is this year the open house. I believe we had it here last year, so it's for this whole area. So now this year for Reynolds.
But the one on May 26th would be here.
Would be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. I get it.
But we've changed the date has been changed to the 27th. This was just the initial email, and then through some other phone calls, this was discovered to be the better date.
Okay. Good. Okay. We need a resolution for that.
Yep. I will pull that back up. There it is.
Whereas Manitoba Property Assessment Services have requested that our tax impact meeting be held on May 27, 2026 at 1 p.m. Now, therefore, be resolved that this date be hereby approved. A mover, please.
McDougal.
Seconder. Mr. Honky. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number one, lagoon, tabled. Number two, water line, tabled. Number three, zoning bylaw, tabled to February, if that makes it. Number four, tax incentive bylaw. Has everyone read that? Do we want to do a first or second reading on it? Everyone's comfortable?
I am.
I'm okay.
It's very good. It's
yeah.
Well crafted. It covers everything. Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay, well, I'll read it out first here. Whereas bylaw number 777/26 is a bylaw to create and implement a tax incentive program. Now, therefore, be it resolved that bylaw number 777/26 be hereby given first reading.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stay.
Ed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. We can do a second reading to it.
You can, yeah.
Pardon?
I had that one ready.
Good. Whereas bylaw number 777/26 is a bylaw to create and implement a tax incentive program. Now, therefore, be it resolved that bylaw number 777/26 be hereby given second reading. A mover. Seconder.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. You all right with us?
Yep.
Carried?
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Number five. Senior election official for 2026 elections. We gotta have a pass a.
Mm-hmm. No, this is just an update that it's called the resignation and.
Okay.
I will have to.
Good day, thank you for reaching out about.
No.
Well, that's not it, don't read it.
It's just a resignation.
It's a resignation from our present one. Okay.
So, administration, if council directs, we prepare an advertisement to go into the Clipper for the SEO position.
Okay.
So would you like us to proceed with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Proceed.
Yeah, proceed. We don't need a motion on that.
Oh, just direction.
Direction?
East, west, or south.
Number six, White Multiple Reynolds Planning District Dissolution. We have it as tabled.
Yeah, tabled.
Okay.
Next meeting, we can have some further discussion.
Okay, that's fine, yep. Then we go into new business, municipality-owned cell phone agreement.
I think it's a good agreement.
I think it isn't. This is just, Lacey, admin is just going to add this into the employee and the contractor package?
Yeah, that's what we can do, and that way it can be utilized wherever needed.
Yeah,
we used something similar for a different committee,
yeah.
and I would just, what we did and maybe recommend doing to this one was that you obtain their PIN or password before, not upon leaving, but prior something could happen to somebody or if someone's disgruntled and they leave and then you never get access.
Okay, so I can add that to the device information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's written in there to be given on termination, but it should, I think the policy should be changed to include that it's...
Well, then they walk away, we have a way to get in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise we have nothing.
That is an easy change.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it should be on file.
It should be for that reason.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, it's very good. Good idea.
Good, good.
Okay.
Now you'll just add it again to the employee and contractor one, right? Package.
Yes, we do. So.
Okay, new business. New business number two, administrative assistant position. We're going to go into camera.
Okay.
For this is personnel.
Okay.
And the next one is contract building inspector.
That's it, no.
Two, three, and four should be in camera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all make that creaking noise now.
I've got new knees, they don't creak anymore.
Once I get moving, I can move.
It is resolved that the municipal act to discuss the following items, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 81.1D of the municipal act. Mover.
No, that's 83.1D.
80, what did I say?
81.1.
Okay.
Stead.
Honky.
Seconder?
Honky.
Stead, oh. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Screwed me up. Okay, communications number 7, an offer to purchase was received for R26300 and rescinded. Okay, we're going to motion for this. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for positions of administrative assistant, now therefore be it resolved that Spencer Thorburn be hereby selected as a successful applicant to commence January 15th, 2026, and be it further resolved that he be paid at the rate of $21 per hour.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried.
Aye.
Aye. Number 3, contact building inspector. Whereas applications have been advertised, received, and interviews held for the building inspector contract position, and whereas council has determined it to be in the municipality's best interest to hire an interim building inspector for a 3-month term. Now therefore be it resolved that Richard McKay of Realm Structure Solutions Incorporated be hereby selected with contract services to commence on January 14, 2026 at the rate of pay to be set at $45 per hour with a minimum of 16 hours per week. And further be resolved that the contract position be posted March 16, 2026. A mover, please.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, then number 4 is the labor position. And whereas council finds it is the best interest of the municipality to hire a full-time laborer, and now therefore be resolved that the men be directed to advertise for the above position per the collective agreement. A mover, please.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:50 p.m. A mover.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.